Hello, 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 and I am Alicia Richard. Welcome to the A Rich Life Podcast, and this is the ultimate place for content creators, small business owners, and busy moms who are looking to grow their business with short form video. This is the place of inspiration, motivation, and content creators. So let's hop right on in. But before we hop right on in, of course, you all know that I have to give you a list of my favorite things. So this week's favorite juice was some celery, some cucumbers, and some pears. And OMG, did I love my green juice. If you are not drinking a fruit and vegetable juice when you start your day, girlfriend, you are missing out on a treat. For this week's workout, I have been just enjoying an indoor walk, and that has been the thing that I have been doing for some time now when I have been a little lazy. So I got one of those treadmills from Amazon, the one that are like foldable that you could tuck like right under your bed. And I must let you all know that that is one of the best decisions that I have ever made, because if I don't feel like doing strength training or, you know, jumping or cardio or something like that, then I would literally just walk and still get my time in. So this week's affirmation has really been, don't forget to dream again. And I'll repeat that, don't forget to dream again. And a lot of times, especially as a millennial, and I am, not to say my age, but I am 36 years old, and I have gotten to a point where it's like I stopped dreaming. And I want to encourage you all today to don't forget the dream that you have. Even though it may seem like it's taken a little bit longer, or you may get a little discouraged or look at your life and maybe like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I want you to just refocus yourself again and just realign yourself and realize what you want out of your life and revisit that vision board, but revamp it just a little bit to where you are right now, to this mindset and to this place you are right now. And go from there. It is literally October, and we have a few more months into the year. However, regardless of when you are listening to this, it will still apply. Create your vision boards right now and get yourself back on track. But anyway, that's not what we are talking about today, but you all know I totally love vision boards. So in today's episode, we will be talking all about how to unlock massive growth with just 30 seconds. Now, you all know that short form videos aren't going anywhere. And in order for you to really captivate your audience, you have to grab someone's attention. And I remember when I first started doing my TikTok videos, I wasn't as confident as I am right now. I wasn't doing all the things that I'm doing. However, with short form video, I have been able to grow my personal brand, right? And a lot of you all know that everyone is trying to grab your attention, and I want you to not just be a consumer, but I want you to also be the creator. I want someone to be sitting behind the screen watching your videos, and that's what we are going to dive into today, is you really putting the videos out that you have wanted, so it is no longer an idea that is floating around in your head. You are now going to start your 30-second vertical form video. So you may say, well, why 30 seconds? And here is why I emphasize on 30 seconds. Did you know that according to a study by Microsoft, that the average human attention span has dropped from like 12 seconds in the year of 2000 to just like 8 seconds today? And that's not even saying 8 seconds is accurate. I would highly say that it's 2 to 3 seconds. When you are scrolling on social media, you automatically know whether a person is who you want to listen to or not. And that is all based on the text that is on the screen, that is based on what is being said, and that is also based on if this person is able to get your attention. So yes, that is literally like 8 seconds is less than a goldfish. But don't worry, the good news for us is that I am going to show you today how you could really, really, really maximize your 30-second videos where it is convenient for you. Because I totally understand, right? You are a busy mom, you have a full-time job, you have a family at home, and all of these things are going to be very strategic so that you could grow your personal brand while you are online. So the first thing you should do, first thing of all things, is build your confidence on camera. Now, I get it. The thought of being on camera could be a little bit scary, right? A lot of times when you see yourself, you always point out some of the things that you don't like. And that is normal, you know? Like, I know for me, I don't always like my skull, you know, like I was always teased when I was growing up. Or you may not like your body. I mean, it's so many different things that you may not like about yourself. And I want to remind you that that is okay. Because when you see your flaws, just because you see what your flaws are, does not mean that the people who are watching you see those flaws. Because you may say, oh my gosh, I don't like this about myself, but that attribute may be something that a viewer actually likes about you. So I want you to first get out of your head and remember that everyone starts from somewhere. So do not say, well, I'm gonna wait till I lose 25 pounds, or I'm gonna wait until I'm this size or that size, or wait till my kids grow up. I want to tell you that the time to actually start short form video is right now. I remember when I first started my TikTok account, I barely had any views, I barely had any followers, and my videos were really, really crappy, like really crappy. And now I am over 9,000 followers and I am actually growing. And I could honestly say that I have experienced a lot of growth within the past few months. And I am here to encourage you that you could do it too by focusing on 30-second clips, right? Because when you are easing into the world of video, I don't want it to be overwhelming for you. I want you to think about your video as in you are dipping your toes in the pool before you dive in, right? Because no one is just going to just dive into a pool, especially as an African American woman. The only way that I would get into, like, just go is as if it is a hot tub. That is the only way that I'm just going to go into the hot tub. But other than that, if it's a pool, no. I'm going to dip my toes in first, and then I'm going to get my little toes, you know, accustomed to the temperature, and then I may get my ankles, my knees, my hips, and you might get my shoulders in there, okay? So I want you to think about your content strategy just like that. And that also applies for the more that you are in front of the camera, the more confidence that you will get. It's also like riding a bicycle. Remember when you first started riding a bicycle, you had like training wheels. You know what I'm saying? Like, you were just on the bike, you had training wheels, you were probably scared. You was probably like, oh Lord, I don't know what I am doing. But as you begin to ride your bike more, you begin to get more experience. When you started riding your bike more as a child, you started to take the training wheels off, and then you started riding with just the two wheels, and then you were able to ride with no hands, and then before you know it, you were doing tricks. And that same thing applies to being confident on the camera. When you get more momentum, more followers, more likes, and more shares, you start to feel better about creating content and growing your business. So I really need you to gain the confidence that you need. And the reason why I spent so much time on that, because a lot of times not having the confidence will keep you from unlocking your potential. And that is the next thing that I am going to talk about, is unlocking creativity for video marketing. Okay. So now you are confident in front of the camera. Now I have talked you up to just finally take your phone out and really start creating content. But now you may say, now what? So The reason why we are saying those precious 30 seconds, the thing that I want you to do is just to be you. Authenticity is the magnet in today's digital world. A cool way is to just brainstorm. When you are starting to create your content, I want you to brainstorm things that you think your audience may like, things that are within your personal brand. And I want you to break those things up into with those 30 seconds, I want you to break it up into 3 10-minute segments, right? So when it comes to your creativity and your marketing strategy, of course you have to know what you are going to say when you get on camera. So I want you to write out your script. If you are like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to write, well then I would suggest for you to use ChatGPT, right? Ask AI to assist you in writing a script. And I will have more episodes on how to really just navigate and writing your scripts and really being very, very good at script writing when it comes to your 30-second videos. So anyway, so once you get your script, once you have your script, I want you to record your video in sections, literally one sentence at a time. It's that song that's like, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, that is all I'm asking for you. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. However, just remember that song when you start, you know, writing your scripts. So I want you to record your sections, like your video one section at a time. And when you do that, it also makes the editing part a little more easier. And it will also help you to gain more confidence when you are in front of the camera. And this will make things so much easier for you, because after you say one sentence, you can stop the video and just say the next sentence in the next sentence. And before you know it, you will have your 30-second video. Now, the thing that I want you all to emphasize and really think about when it came to YouTube, right? When people were first creating YouTube videos, you needed a DSLR camera, you needed so many lights, you needed editing software, you needed so many different things when YouTube started. I don't even know, like maybe 10 or 15 years ago, or if not more. So when YouTube first started, it was like, oh my gosh, you need all of these different things for YouTube. And now time has changed so much, where those DSLR cameras were like $700, $800, $900 or more, and it took so much time. And now literally you have access to the whole entire world on your smartphone. So the question is now, what is your excuse? Because you already are spending like over $1,000 on your phone anyway. Every phone basically has good camera settings. Every phone, you could download the apps. You could learn how to even write your scripts that are so much easier now. So the thing is that if you are not on camera right now at this point in history, then you are really, really missing out. You are really missing out, because now is the easiest time that it has ever been in history to create content. So that is why I am focusing on 30 seconds and focusing on how you could grow your personal brand. Remember that even though this is the easiest time, you do have to have the confidence. You do have to have the script. And that is why I am here. So I want you to get what you need from this episode so that you can start creating content right now. And remember that the short form videos, like the 30 seconds or less, are like appetizers in the digital world. I need you to like kind of just tease people just a little bit, and then they'll come back for the main course. So when we are talking about unlocking your creativity, I want you to again record your 30 second videos in sections, one sentence at a time, and then that is an amazing start. All right, so the next thing is, here are some of the apps and the tools to streamline your video creation. All right, girlfriends, it is tech time. And I'm not going to get too technical, because I literally can really get technical. Like, I am a low-key nerd. So I'm going to keep this as general as I can, okay? So here are the top apps that I would suggest for you to use when it comes to creating your content for vertical short form videos, right? My number one app, if you are just getting started, is CapCut, Video Leaps, Captions, and InShot. I'll say that again, and it's probably a couple more. InShot, CapCut, Video Leap, and Captions. Now, for beginners, if you have never edited a video in your whole entire life, I would suggest Video Leap because it is easier. However, once you learn how to edit a video on one platform, it's very, very similar on almost all of the platform. However, the user interface is different. But I find that Video Leap and CapCut, the user interface are really easy to use and easy to navigate. Also, I would suggest that when it comes to editing, right, the reason why I would say to use an external app such as CapCut or Video Leap or even InShot is because that way if you edit your videos within an app such as Instagram or TikTok, when you export that video, it will still have the logo on your video. And you do not want to have logos attached to your video. So that's why I say when it comes to editing, edit on an outside app such as CapCut or Video Leap or InShot, and then that way you are able to post your video on multiple platforms and you won't have to worry about the annoying logos that are either on the left or the right hand side of the screen. Now, it is very easy to edit in TikTok and in Instagram. However, my favorites are CapCut and Video Leap, and then that way you could post your video on multiple platforms. So I want you to keep that in mind when it comes to where you are posting your videos. It's to keep in mind that you want to be able to make sure that you could keep your videos and you could also repurpose those same videos if you need be. Now, I would also say that when you are doing your uploads, to make sure that you keep track of your analytics. And that just basically means that you need to keep track of what videos are working, what videos are not working. And once you see what is working on those platforms, I need you to just rinse and repeat. Okay, I think I got it now. All right, so let's talk about overcoming the common challenges. But before you dash off to become the next Oprah of short form video, let's tackle a couple of hiccups. Have you ever heard of analysis paralysis? That's when you overthink and what happens is you end up doing nothing. And perfectionism is really in your head. And it's a sneaky little voice that says, is not good enough. But remember, the world of quick videos, authenticity often triumphs perfection. So when you are first starting out, I would suggest for you to make a list of the people who are creating content like you. Dive into their content, right? Of people who are in your same niche. That way your creative juices will also begin to flow. However, I would say find people who are not in your niche at all, because a lot of times if you continue to look at the same people in your niche, then the analysis paralysis will kick in and you will say, you know what? I will not create any video because someone else is already doing what I am doing. So when you allow yourself to look at people outside of your niche, outside of your area of expertise, then that will allow you to really say, oh my gosh, I liked this concept, or I like the intro, or I like the tone of voice. So I really want you to overcome that challenge, because a lot of times you may get consumed into watching other people's videos until you're like, oh man, I don't even want to create no more. So just be careful when you are doing that. All right, we are almost to the close of this episode. However, we are going to talk about maximizing engagement on your videos. I want you to give yourself a high five for making it this far. And the way that you could maximize your videos is to always tell people, hey, stick around or follow for more, or this is a good time to tag a friend or add this to your favorites for the next time. So the way that you can maximize your videos is if someone comments on your videos, then I need you to comment back. If someone befriends you, I need you to go to their profile and also like a couple of their videos and compliment them on their videos as well, because that will allow your viewers to say, oh, wow, this is a person who really cares about the content that they are creating. And you will also begin to gain respect as well. So it's a scripture or something that, or the golden rule, do unto others as you want them to do unto you. So I would highly encourage that if you see people on your timeline commenting, make sure that you comment back, right? That's just like if you see one of your friends in a grocery store, you're just not going to walk by them. You're going to say, hey, girl, how are you doing? Are you doing okay? How's your family doing? You know what I'm saying? And that's the same thing with social media. A lot of times people aren't as social as they should be on social media. So don't forget that concept. And the last thing I want to talk about today is why short form video is here to stay. Now, I know that some people may say, hey, short form video is just a trend, but guess what? Short form video is not going anywhere because mobile viewing is on the rise. Literally, TikTok is in competition with Netflix, Hulu, and YouTube, okay? So according to the eMarketer, adults in the U.S. will spend an average of 4 hours per day on the mobile internet, while 88% of them are within these apps. So videos are definitely flourishing. It's snackable, it's shareable, and it's satisfying. So I know you may say, well, where are people spending the most time at and where should you post? I would highly suggest for you to post and start on TikTok, because that's where I would say that a lot of people are actually growing and blowing up with their businesses. And the way that I look at it as well is all of the content that I've seen has started on TikTok, and then it kind of just trickles itself down. So it will start on TikTok, and then it'll go to Instagram, then it'll go to YouTube, and then it'll go to Facebook, right? So I would say start your content on TikTok, grow your audience there, and then you'll be able to see results everywhere else. So for a limited time offer, if you find yourself trying to figure out how to navigate yourself in these vertical video streets, then I would highly suggest for you to schedule a one-on-one call with me. For right now, it is only $75. I repeat, for right now, it is only $75 to work with me one-on-one for your video strategy sessions. I will leave a link below where you can say, hey, Alicia, I really want to work with you. I'm struggling with video content and I really want to just have a plan, right? I have done plans for people. I would go through your videos, kind of just audit your videos and see where you would need help, see how you could improve in your video strategy and in your marketing strategy for your small business. And I would be so glad to help you. So make sure, for a limited time, and I am saying a limited time because right now I know that these prices are going to rise, right? They are going to go up. But for a limited time only, for only $75, you can invest in a video strategy session. The sessions are just 1 hour, and we'll just go over what your brand would look like. And if you want to work with me for a longer period of time, I have packages for that as well. So all right, to all you video mama rock stars, it is time to wrap it up. And your mission should be to create 30-second videos. Have fun, and remember, the world needs your unique voice. I am Alicia Richard, and thank you so much for listening to the A Rich Life podcast. And I cannot wait to talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.
I know he's always watching over me. I know he's always watching over me. Over me.
Sometimes we don't always know what to do. alone.